This is PodcastNorm.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show I call Just a Fan's View, a show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. Grab yourself a cold drink and sit back in your seat because I'm not afraid to express my opinion. In fact, it's one of the things I do best. Today's show is Cup Teams Take on Loudon with the Next Gen from a NASCAR Fan's View. Well, it's that time again. Another weekend on a track with the Next Gen for the first time, and it could be a race with a twist. What I mean by that is, there could be a very unexpected winner, or at least one that hasn't won in a while. From the practice and the qualifying, it did look like the Toyotas have come with speed, and the Chevys, in particular the Hendrick Chevys again, are showing speed off the trucks also. Everyone knows the track at Loudon is a track that will test the drivers throughout the afternoon, and that part hasn't changed all that much. What will really make it different will be the next-gen car and what it brings to the racing since it has been introduced at the beginning of this season. You know what I mean, don't you? The way it has to be driven to make good pace on the track. Pace good enough to pass the competition, and a car that is able to run just about any line to keep pace and pass without too many laps being wasted to advance. Sounds easy, doesn't it? Well, so far it doesn't look that easy from my observations. I saw struggles by drivers exiting Turn 2 and entering into Turn 3. If you listen to the talk from the drivers and the talking heads, you heard the bumps going into Turn 3 were making it difficult because they are in a braking zone, and it was upsetting the entry enough to throw the drivers off as they entered. Of course, qualifying is much different than the actual racing. In qualifying, they can use the whole track. When it comes to the actual race, especially on starts and restarts, there is a limited space to maneuver around the turns. That means there could be trouble in several ways for the field as they try to advance their positions at the most opportune time. At first glance, looking at the lineup, it looks like it is going to be a race between the Toyotas and the Chevys. From my view, it looked like the Fords are struggling a bit for speed, but I cautioned that looks can be a bit deceiving. It could be that come time for the race, Sunday afternoon, the Fords could end up being the strong ones, and the other two makes could drop like rocks to the back. Sure, I know that could be a totally false assumption, and the Toyotas and Chevys could run away with the stages, and one of them could end up in victory lane. To be totally honest, and in my opinion, this race could go to just about any one of the expected contenders. In fact, as I mentioned earlier, it could go to an unexpected driver and team and totally mess up the playoff picture. After all, time is winding down for drivers and teams to make the playoffs, and the picture isn't totally clear yet. It is clear that there have been 13 winners so far this season. That only leaves 3 spots left to fill if they are all filled by winners. There is still the possibility that one or two might point their way in, but in all honesty, it is possible that there could be more than 16 winners, and then the playoff picture would be delegated to the ones with the most wins and points to separate the ones in and the ones out. There are those that need a win to make the playoffs. Some of the more obvious ones would be Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, Eric Almirola, Eric Jones, and Austin Dillon. To add to the drama for this weekend, any one of these drivers can win this one. They all need a win, they all would like to take a win, and they would all like to win. The question is, which one will pull off the victory and change the course of their playoff hopes? There is a problem with the above-mentioned drivers, though. There are others that are performing better than they are this weekend. It is possible one of the expected ones like Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, Martin Truex Jr., Kurt Busch, and others starting in the top 10 could end up in victory lane. Since several of them have at least one win, it is also possible any one of them could add to their win totals. Wouldn't that add at least one new wrinkle to an already interesting season? Hey, this is Russ, and that's my view, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View. for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and I'm really glad you took the time to be here. It is my hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find this show. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Rusty Norman, Podcast Norm Productions, and PodcastNorm.com. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.